Why are you here today?
Well, one, because Simon emailed me shortly after his arrest and sent a JPEG of the photo for which he was arrested, you know, for carrying the flag. And I just thought it was absolutely outrageous. Just a real outrage. And it was part of a pattern of events that happened post the start of the bombing, where the police clamped down on protest and dissent. And it's part of a whole movement where people were arrested at Fairford on a coach and made to, you know, and had to stay on a coach and were turned back from a demonstration. You know, the right to freedom of travel and freedom of movement was just impeded by the police. It was part of a whole movement where the cops in Lancashire tried to bring in the Public Order Act, you know, against 16, 17-year-old kids for organising a demonstration outside of the town hall. There's a real pattern of the police clamping down on the anti-war movement. So what I did was, with some friends, because I was touring at the time, was get loads of the cards printed with Fuck Bush on it and with the flag upside down, and said, OK, well, these are the names of the cops who did it and this is the police station and you should send it in, and, you know, and got people to fill in the names and to post it off to the cops. And quite a few got through to them. Well, thousands. We've had thousands of them go. And our basic thing that we've always said is, if Simon's guilty, then we're guilty. It's just a nonsense. You know, the idea that a named individual, the president, on a flag flying upside down, you know, is actually therefore representative of a race is absolute nonsense. It's a representative of a political ideology and a ruling class. And that's what it's representative of. It's not about, you know, Americans, who incidentally are not a race but a nation. You know, if Americans are a race, I want to know their racial characteristics. There aren't any, because they're made up of immigrants. That's the whole thing of America. America's quite proud that it's made up of immigrants. You know, that's the gig of it. Secondly, it means that power's got no part in the equation of racism. So therefore, you can't criticise the most powerful people. That racism is just about people being a little bit bigoted towards each other, and really, if we sit down on cushions and hold hands, we'll be fine. Well, that's not the gig. Racism is about power. It's about power to inflict your views, your power, your control over people because of their race. That's what it's about. And if you therefore say that you can't criticise the most powerful people, the most racist nation, by its actions as a foreign power, you know, as its imperial power, you know, its actions towards other countries, then that's an absolute nonsense. It's an absolute nonsense. And it's the cops trying it on. So, because Simon's trial's coming up, and because really we kind of thought, no, this, we've had enough of this kind of crap. We kind of decided to come up and try and hand ourselves in, and got in contact with people at the Bongo Club and various friends and what have you, and we had 60 people turn out, a really nice little event. And I think the cops have... hopefully the press, you know, the mainstream press will cover it in such a way that it will create embarrassment for the prosecution, though I think they're possibly beyond embarrassment, and the mainstream press is inevitably the mainstream press.
Did you ever have problems with your comedy show, that people thought you were going too far and then tried to silence you or stop you with anything?
Yeah, people have tried to censor the show, and sometimes they've been successful in it. Generally, the way that they try and censor a show like that is not through trying to cut bits out, but by underfunding it, or lack of support for ideas, or controlling your editorial freedom, rather than going, ah, you have found this, we shall cut this out. It's much more insidious in the way that censorship works.
What was your involvement with the anti-war activities?
I did loads of stuff. I did lots. I did my bit. I suppose the most high-profile thing that I was involved in was the attempt to, by C&D and others, to bring the government to court over the use of Resolution 1441 as a trigger mechanism to war, and try and get them into court on that. You know, there's also kind of like direct action stuff that myself and friends are involved in, as well as the demos, and as well as, you know, meetings and organising and what have you. The way forward on all of this stuff is through direct action. You know, there are two reasons for this. One is because actually it works. Actually, the power of civil disobedience absolutely works. And it's actually about people saying, fuck this. You know, fuck your fucking stupidity. Fuck you. I'm withdrawing my consent. I withdraw my consent from this. I'm taking it away, and you're not going to have my voice in it. I'm no longer support you, and I'm opposed. I'm in opposition to the state. It's not just my right. It's my fucking duty. to do this. I think that's really absolutely important, and it's fundamental to the way things people get things changed. And you get all these politicians waffling about direct action and people getting in roads and how terrible it is. And fuck them, they're in power in politicians because direct action got the fucking vote for working people. What the fuck are they talking about? You know, and I think that actually they've forgotten all of that, and they've forgotten the fact that that actually liberties and freedoms aren't just about bits of paper, and they're not just about laws, and they're not just about what we have and we don't have. It's about what you feel inside when you're running around just doing something that's morally fucking right and saying, I'm in opposition to the state, fuck them.
Do you want to say something about how important alternative media such as Undercurrents and Indie Media are for you?
I think Indie Media is absolutely, absolutely fucking game on. Indie Media is fantastic.
Love what they do. Big fan of their work.
Big fan of their work. Followed them for years. And got all their albums. But the thing is, what I like about it is grassroots, isn't it? You know what I mean? And that's a great thing, actually. People going, this is our news. This is what we find important. This is our reports. These are our friends. This is our community. And actually go, fuck you, to the mainstream. And that's a really lovely, lovely thing to do.